Proclamation number 6841, dated the May 29th, 1957. The will for truth guarantees its receipt. The will for truth also guarantees its receipt. You humans should believe that he who is the essence of truth, who is full of love and mercy, who would like to help all people become enlightened, since only light can give beatitude, wants everyone to know the truth and thus will also bestow it upon anyone who requests it. Believe that he also has the might to repel the prince of falsehood and darkness every time he tries to interfere, but that the desire for truth must be present. And because this desire is only rarely to be found, my adversary succeeds in spreading error and lies all over the world. If you are therefore indifferent and unreservedly accept whatever is offered to you, then your desire for truth is not present in you and you will hardly live in truth, for then God's adversary has the prerogative which you have granted him yourselves. But where the desire for truth prevails, you must not dispute God's might, nor should you doubt that his love wants to give what is beneficial for you. It is so simple to accept this explanation that God will always prove his might and love where people submit to him. And it is foolish to assume that the human being cannot possibly receive the pure truth because he is imperfect. Only the person's will is the decisive factor, but this cannot be substituted by fine words. And thus you need only ever ask yourselves whether you aim for nothing else but the pure truth, whether you desire the truth from the bottom of your heart, for then you desire God and he will also give himself to you. And even if your thoughts were to go astray, even if your thoughts gave room to error, he is nevertheless able to enlighten you so that you can recognize wrong thoughts and turn towards the only truth. But a person who only wants the truth will also be protected from misguided thinking, he simply will not be compelled. Yet the spirits of light, the messengers of truth, will have far more influence on his thoughts than the forces of darkness, and can protect the person from misguided spiritual knowledge. They, on their part, can send him mental impulses which are more readily accepted and invalidate the wrong thoughts. Due to the desire for truth, they are entitled to do so, given that this desire acknowledges God himself, who is eternal truth. People should never forget that it is God saying to lead people to beatitude, that everything which is immature and imperfect is not beatitude, and that error and falsehood simply demonstrate imperfection, that they are a part of the one who brought all evil into the world. Spiritual darkness, lack of realization, is also a sign of imperfection. But all these are just the consequences of a wrongly directed will by the self-aware spiritual being. If, however, this will is turned in the right direction, which is proven by the desire for truth and thus for God as the eternal truth, then the effect of the wrong thoughts will be neutralized. Then God himself must take the being's ignorance away and lead it into realization. And that necessitates an imparting of truth. Hence people can always count on it that God will place the person into a state of enlightenment as soon as he wants this himself. But the fact that he wants it is a prerequisite which is to be fulfilled by the person himself. In that case, however, his initiation into the truth will be assured, then his thinking will be enlightened, and he brightly and clearly will be able to distinguish error from truth. For God's love wants to help its living creation find beatitude and not plunge it into darkness again, if it desires to receive light. Amen.